off. It's been about 2 years now since we saw those fellas perform at that bowl in Daytona Beach, standing there in the hot. Remember standing in that hot sun for about 4 hours all afternoon, no place to sit. There we were, burnt to a crisp, watching these guys sing.
All I remember is that we were surrounded by about 30,000 university students.
That's right.
And there were girls running around in bikinis, and here was the middle of winter.
I knew you'd remember that.
Oh, I loved it.
But it wasn't the middle of winter in Daytona Beach, that's for sure. Hey, I've got a picture of that, you know, because it was in the local newspaper.
That's
with
right.
Just that mound of people. Right. I couldn't even find us in it.
That's when Mike Love and Dean Torrance, they teamed up together, and they put on this fantastic concert down there. It was a free concert, of course, very well attended.
And then they came up to Ontario Place that June.
That's right.
I went down to see them. You were busy that night, as I recall.
Yeah. And
super
they've gotten together now, and they've recorded a track called "The Jingle Bell Rock," and it's just been recently put on the market. Radio Shack has it, and it's got some great stuff on it. The Association, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and
don't tell them too much because I might play some more.
Oh, okay, I won't tell them too much. The Big C called in: Mike Austin, Mike Jacob, Terry Macklin, and had a sweet young lady on the telephone, Diane Wood. She didn't know Mike and Dean, but she said she listens all the time, and she gets the beat. Boys, and she's such a nice girl. I got to put her name in for the prize that we're going to be drawing at 2 o'clock, and it's going to consist of a number of things. And
sure. Got another one to give away right now, by the way.
Well, I think we could squeeze another one here. Let's give away another copy of the Shakers album,
sure,
because we have quite a few of them.
If someone can figure out these voices, this singing pair from the 60s, they've done well.
Want to take the first call?
The first call.
Okay.
We'll absolutely be fine.
681-1079, 827-6428, 822-2620.
Give us a call. Talk to Stu Galloway. Tell him who it is. He'll give you a prize.
With good friends and the music of your life. This is Earl Warren inviting all singles and couples to the FM 108 Music of Your Life New Year's Eve Gourmet Sit Down Dinner and Dance at the Constellation Hotel on Airport Road. Don't spend it alone. We want you to be a part of all the festivities. There'll be party favors, a live countdown, dance, and door prizes like a flight for two to Florida. It's one of the most affordable events of the year at $49.50 per person. Tickets available at Earl Warren Travel in Toronto, 484-4400. Travel Tours in Mississauga, 624-0645. And in Oakville, at the Blythe House, 844-5899.
Great idea. If you have nothing else to do New Year's Eve, that would be a good way to spend it. Last song you heard, called Holiday for Teens by Paul and Paula, never quite was good enough to make it to the hit parade charts.
We had our first quarrel today, la ta ta tiam.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, listen, Susie Rodway called in, and, well, she knew that, except that Brian had already called in, and they had won a prize before. So, sorry, Susie, we can't give that to you. We're trying to get people who have not yet partaken of all the goodies that we're giving away yet tonight. So I've got another Shakers album that's still up for grabs.
And I've got an easy voice to pick.
Okay, and so what are we going to do on this?
How about the, my favorite number is four. How about the fourth caller?
Okay, but only for people who haven't called in yet tonight.
Yeah, let's make it a brand new one.
Okay,
if you haven't called in tonight, you just could win yourself a Shakers album right now by picking up your phone and dialing 681-1079 from the Hamilton-Burlington area, 827-6428 or 822-2620 from the Toronto area.
I'm going to clear all the lines, Dave, and this is only for people who have not yet called in tonight, okay? So if you've called in before, hang up your phones now. Now's the time to call for all the new callers.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
There can only be one voice that sounds like that, and of course it belongs to Andy Williams. And we were taking the fourth correct caller who will win the Shakers album. Who knew Andy Williams' voice? And I'm sure there were 4,278 people out there who knew Andy Williams.
Sharon Loney was the winner on that one, Dave, and she lives in Mississauga, so congratulations to Sharon. She was the fourth correct caller, and she wins a copy of the Shakers album.
All right.
Do you know what was going on in December of 1965, Dave?
Yeah, the Knickerbockers hit the top 100 with their first hit, Lies.
That's right, and it was December the 4th as well, where Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards was knocked unconscious by an ungrounded microphone during a concert in Sacramento, California. He recovered in 7 minutes, and the concert continued, but I guess there was a little bit of, a little bit of chaos there.
You know, this is entirely coincidental, Ralph, but it seems that most of the news you've had tonight has been bad.
it could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
On December the 11th, Ray Charles' Crying Time entered the top 100, and it was his 45th record to make the Billboard Hit Parade charts.
Super record for Ray Charles. Mm. And December the 24th, Rubber Soul by the Beatles turns gold after only 2.5 weeks after its release.
December 25th, one of your favorite people, Lou Christie, had his only number one hit ever. called Lightning Strikes, and it entered the top 100 on Christmas Day.
And on December the 30th, coming up, this is 1965, remember, The Who performed Daddy Rolling Stone on Shindig. Also featured on that same program, Gary and the Pacemakers, The Kinks, The Hollies, Manfred Mann, and Georgie Fame.
Super show. I used to watch that, you know, that Shindig show.
Yeah.
Shindig and Hullabaloo, as I recall. Super shows.
Jerry and the Pacemakers. It wasn't Gary and the Pacemakers.
No, that was somebody else.
Okay, so that brings us up to date to 1965. The record rollout continues, but we do want to give away a Jackie Wilson Story album.
Oh, wow. And double album.
We've been saving these because they're for people who have hung on all night. And we also want to make it for people who have not won anything yet tonight as well. So,
and we can vouch for how good these albums are.
They are super. They contain all of Jackie Wilson's hits.
Super albums. And again, thanks to the management at FM 108 for providing them for us.
681-1079, 827-6428, 822-2620. That's only if you have not won anything yet on the Gala record rollout tonight.
And we have to give you a clue. This next song you'll hear is from an album, which is a brand new mint. We picked it up at the Ace Studios in Jackson, Mississippi. So it was an Ace recording artist who made this Christmas album.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Hope that Saint Nick will soon be there.
Coming down the chimney, making lots of noise.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
A jolly old fella with lots of toys.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
The children were nestled and snuggled in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced through their heads. And mime in a kerchief and I in my cap had just held our brains for a long winter nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore up the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to out below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear? A miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeers, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagle his course they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, Dinah and Vixen, to the top of the porch, the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all, as the leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the house top, the course they flew, with a sled full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkle, I heard on the roof a prancing and quarreling of each little hoof. As I drew my head and was turning around, down the chimney came Nicholas with a bound. He was dressed in fur from his head to his foot, and the clothes was all tarnished and ashes and soot. The bundle of toys had swung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opened his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bowl, and the beard on his chin were as white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad little face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and right jolly. Well, I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye, a twist of his head, soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and lying his fingers aside of his nose, gave a nod. Up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sled, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, down like a thresher. But I heard him exclaim, here he drove,
out of sight. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Coming down the chimney, making lots of noise.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
A jolly old fella with lots of toys.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
A coming down the chimney, making lots of noise.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
A jolly old fella got a lots of toys.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
A coming down the chimney, making lots of noise.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
A jolly old fella got a lots of toys.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
A coming down the chimney, making lots of noise.
Boogie woogie Santa Claus.
Nestled away in Alliston is a retreat that puts the meaning back into relaxation. The Nottawasaga Inn, a special place for those times you want to make special. The Nottawasaga Inn has 108 beautiful rooms, licensed dining room, swimming pool, sauna, racquetball courts, and all the peace and quiet you need. Take advantage of their winter package. Stay any two nights with breakfast or two each morning till December 31st for just $110 a couple. The Nottawasaga Inn, Highway 89, east of Elliston, 364-5068. Couldn't you...
Hello, everybody out there at FM 108 land. I'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas, just like the ones we used to know. From yours truly, Jack Scott.
FM 108.
Well, the song was called, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Had all kinds of calls, Dave, and people were guessing Frankie Ford and all kinds of other things, but nobody got in on the Huey Smith and the Clowns.
Oh, the Rockin' Pneumonia and Boogie Woogie Flu Man.
And all of that kind of stuff. So we didn't give away the Jackie Wilson story. Listen, December 1966 was an interesting year, Dave. On the 16th of December, Polydor Records released the Jimi Hendrix Experience's debut single, Hey Joe.
Great song.
Never released as a single in the U.S., but it was featured on the album.
Yeah, I've got that. I was just going to say, I've got that on an album, but... nowhere else. December 23rd, 1966, Pink Floyd performed at the opening of a London club called the Night Tripper, which would soon change its name to the UFO Club and become the center of London's psychedelic underground.
And it was on Christmas Eve, that's today, December the 24th, in 1966, that Tommy James and the Shondells recorded I Think We're Alone Now. And I do want to give away this Jackie Wilson story album, Dave.
Okay.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the 40th caller. I'm going to set a record here at taking phone calls in one song, the 40th caller, and you're going to make it nice and easy, nice and easy for us. So the 40th caller will get it, and I have to say hi to the watermelon man who said, hey.
Hey, watermelon, how you doing?
He said, hey, extend Christmas greetings to Dave. And he misses us. He doesn't understand why we're not on seven nights a week. And he just had so many great things to say. And Watermelon Man, listen, thanks for tuning in. And we appreciate everything. You have yourself a great Christmas.
Hey, pal. Watermelon Man, do what you can to be the 40th caller on this one.
Exactly. 40 calls we're going to take here. Tell us who's doing this song.
Happy Christmas, Happy Christmas,
Joe. So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
the great peace movement, John Lennon, Yoko Ono. Happy Christmas, War is Over. And that's a super record, Dave, and that, I guess, is a milestone in John Lennon's
career.
One
of my favorites, Ralph. I saw you there busy with your fingers moving across those phone dials about as fast as you could go. Did you get 40 done?
I did 40, believe it or not. And the lines are still buzzing. I can't believe how many people are up listening to the record rollout, and we certainly do appreciate all your nice comments and your phone calls, and we're happy that you're playing along. Sandy Gray was the winner of the Jackie Wilson story, the double LP. She lives on Barton Street East in Hamilton. So, Sandy, we'll be sending that out to you, and to you and your family, all the best for the new year and, of course, the festive Christmas season.
Listen, Ralph, it's 1:31, and we're gone at 2 o'clock. Do we still have a lot of things to give away? I think
we
do.
We've got a few things here and there.
Yeah, do you want to? I'm going to play something from the Phil Spector Christmas album, that old classic album.
Okay.
So that's a hint. It'll be one of the Spector people.
Okay, let's give away two albums then. Want to do that? Two albums on this.
Two, all right.
Copy of the Shakers' new album and a copy of the FM 108 History of Rock and Roll album, the record, okay? And we'll make it for what? The fifth correct caller.
I don't know if it'll be that easy.
It's not that easy?
I'm not sure it will be.
Third correct caller.
Okay.
Okay?
You're
681-1079, 827-6428, 822-2620. But I'm going to clear all the lines while I'm doing this. There we go. Give everybody a fair chance. Your chance to win on the Record Rollout with your hosts, Ralph and Dave.
Memories of the 50s and 60s. This is FM 108.
This is Jockey Service.
One of Canada's largest, with more than 20 full-time DJs on the go in Southern Ontario. When you're in the market for music, remember a lot of services make claims, but there's only one real thing. Rock and Robin Disc Jockey Service, with two offices to serve you. On the Niagara Peninsula, call St. Catharines, 892-5370. Toronto, Hamilton, your number to call is 335-2277. Get your real live Rock and Robin Disc Jockey at the Three Crowns Restaurant, Mississauga, Wednesday through Saturday.
Oh, we had a great time.
Tracks in Hamilton, Monday through Saturday.
He played everything. He played every type of music. It was super.
O'Toole's in Toronto, Tuesday through Saturday.
I've got their number and I'll use them. In fact,
I've got both their numbers.
With close to 2,000 bookings this year, you know your hiring experience. Rockin' Robin Disc Jockey Service in St. Catharines. Call 892-5370, Toronto, Hamilton, 335-2277. Don't settle for imitations when you know what the real thing is. Go for it.
Go for it. Go for it. Go for it.
Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Rockin' Robin's Disc Jockey Service. All right, and it's all right. They put on a good dance. So does Ralph Hackenberg.
Oh, periodically.
Yeah. Phil Spector Group, did we have a winner? That was Darlene Love, by the way.
Yes, we did have a winner. Vlad Trica won that, and he lives in St. Catharines. So he is a winner of the FM 108 album, History of Rock and Roll, and the Shakers album. And so congratulations to you, Vlad, and thanks for playing along on the record rollout courtesy of Ralph and Dave on FM 108.
You know what? I was up in the record store about a week ago, and I saw a 45 in a picture sleeve with a picture of two gentlemen on it, the most unlikely two gentlemen I have ever seen together in my life.
One of them, I know what you're talking about.
One of the voices you will instantly recognize, and the other one just seems so out of place with it. If you recognize it, I think I'd like to give you a Jackie Wilson double album, too.
Okay, well, this is a new release, isn't it?
I think it says about 73 on it because
okay.
I don't want to give any more.
We've got an old crooner and a modern singer, so see if you can do it. Jackie Wilson Story, double album. It's a classic if you know it. 681-1079, 827-6428, 822-2620.
This is tough, so put your ears on.
To see ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, rum-pa-bum-bum. Can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our finest day of glory. See the day when living peace away. So peace on earth when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can. I pray my wish will come true. It's for my child and your child too. I'll see my day of glory. I play my day for him when men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace again. And peace on earth. Can it be?
A duet, The Little Drummer Boy, and Peace on Earth. The one voice you might have recognized as Bing Crosby. The second voice belonged to David Bowie, of all people. The date on the record is 1977. It's available in Sam the Record Man's. No thing intended there, but that's where I got it. And I think that's going to be kind of rare. I think it is kind of rare.
Well, yes, and we did have a winner. I'm not quite sure the first name. Is it Rob? Rob Phillips, Lakeview Drive in Winona, just won himself the Jackie Wilson story.
Yeah, that was, Stu said he was the first caller.
That's amazing. That's a great call. Super. Rob Phillips, congratulations to you. Wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and you'll enjoy the Jackie Wilson story. It's a classic.
How about something easy? Give some people a chance to get in on the draw coming up at 2 o'clock for a grab bag of prizes courtesy of Ralph Dave, FM 108, and some of our sponsors, too.
Yeah, I see a million lines going here, so I'm going to clear them all. Here we go.
Something that everyone will know.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those trees are blazing and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may hope your Christmas be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Your Christmas is the one.
From this group of selections called Elvis's Christmas Album, that of course the King, Elvis Presley. Now back in the 50s, Elvis Presley was the center of a lot of controversy because of the way he moved himself around during his shows. On December 4th, 1957, Elvis's Christmas album was banned, but played by disc jockey Alan Brooks of CKWS in Kingston, Ontario. He invited listeners to call in, express their opinions, and fielded 800 calls during his show. And a lot of the callers included clergymen, and all of the 800 but 56 approved of Elvis's version of Christmas music. Those who disapproved add that they wouldn't listen to Presley under any circumstances. But on December 12, 1957, the controversy over Elvis's Christmas album raged on, and Alan Pretty of station KEX in Portland, Oregon, was fired for playing that song. He violated the radio station's ban against playing Elvis Presley's White Christmas. He was fired in 1957. 27 years ago, Ralph, 26 years ago, for playing that record.
Well, of course, the controversy over Presley when he first came out, I mean, that's early Presley, 57, and it was widespread. I remember Hank Snow's son, the clergyman, coming on the air and talking about rock and roll and how bad it was, and, you know, they did things to Presley. They banned performances of his, and they wouldn't show him from the waist down and all
Ed
of that
Sullivan
kind of
show.
Thing.
That was a classic, yeah.
The Elvis Christmas album was banned everywhere, and that was unfortunate. Anyway, Kim Macklin, Lori Rozelle, and Ross knew that. Norman Cluche, The Big C, and I have another person here, Judy, and I cannot make out the last name, so I'm sorry, Judy, but we'll get your name in anyway. We know who you are.
All right, something that's around the country and western charts for Christmas just now. Can you recognize their voices?
hearts grow lighter, smiles get wider.
When you decide to go all out for complete and total relaxation, have we got a place for you. Nothing can compare to the time you'll spend at the Nottawasaga Inn in Alliston. They'll provide you with top-notch service and surroundings from the moment you arrive. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Nottawasaga Inn welcomes you. Get away for two nights with breakfast for two each morning till December 31st for just $110 a couple. The Nottawasaga Inn, Highway 89, east of Alliston, 364-5068. Couldn't you use them right now?
FM 108.
On FM 108, it's 12 minutes before 2 o'clock. This is the Christmas version of the Record Rollout with your hosts Ralph and Dave, and we're here for another 12 minutes. Trying to give away all kinds of prizes. We just played Christmas is Painting the Town by the Oak Ridge Boys. And Ralph and Stu Galloway has been in here helping us tonight, which we thank him for. Ralph and Stu, anyway, have been taking a lot of phone calls. I can see that they're both still on the phone and both writing furiously down names of people who recognize that. Of course, it was given away at the end when they said, let's have the Oak Ridge Kids sing a chorus.
I thought I'd try and go for a record here on the number of phone calls I took, man.
A record. I've got them all here.
Helen Hall called in, Agnes Wheeler, Gail Bowen, Gary Thompson, Andy Simons, Dan Owender, Joe Armstrong, Mary Cloutier, Joe Brady, Mike Bergeau. He's a former Ancaster student. I took all kinds of calls, and they all knew that, Dave. So their names all go into the draw for the big prize that we're giving away, and we're giving away albums at the end and gift certificate from Stardust Records. We're giving away a gift certificate from Tim Horton's Donuts at Gage and Mohawk in Hamilton, and a copy of the Shakers album Weekend and FM 108 album, so that should be good.
We got anything left to give away? Do we have some of those 8-track tapes, maybe?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, I think we have two of those left.
Well, let's give two of them away on this record to the first and the second caller, then.
Listen, do you want to do a little more trivia to bring us up to date?
Trivia?
December 1967, Jimmy Rogers was found in his car with a fractured skull after a serious accident. He recovered from that accident, but his career essentially ended there.
Yeah, and on December the 9th, Jim Morrison was arrested on stage during a concert in New Haven, Connecticut. He was mouthing off to this policeman during a song. The house lights were turned on, and whoosh, good day, breach of the peace. Breach of the peace. Resisting arrest. Goodbye, Jimmy.
On December the 10th, the Steve Miller Blues Band signed with Capitol Records, and they dropped the name Blues from their name and, of course, called themselves then the Steve Miller Band.
And a tragedy on that same date, December the 10th, 1967, Otis Redding was killed when his tour plane crashed into a Wisconsin lake. Otis Redding was 26 years old.
And on December the 26th, the day after Christmas, the Beatles suffer their first flop with the release of their self-directed film Magical Mystery Tour.
I love the album.
Oh, it's a great album, but the film, everybody sort of raised their eyebrows and thought, what is this?
Listen, do you want to nab two people on the next one?
Okay, sure.
Nice Christmas song, easy group, and, well, the sound will be instantly recognizable.
Well, let's make it for people who have not yet called in tonight at all. Okay, is it that easy?
Well, might be.
Okay, let's make it people who have not called in yet at all tonight. Here are the numbers, 681-1079-827-6428-822-2620. If you have called in before tonight, or your brother or sister or father or mother has called in, you are ineligible. Only first-time callers tonight tuning into the Ralph and Dave Gala Christmas Record Rollout.